إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And inshallah today, which is Tuesday, and this the 7th of Rajab for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is equivalent to the 27th of October 1998. And today here inshallah from Masjid Al-Muslimin in Columbia, South Carolina, we continue our series concerning the explanation of the book Bulugh Al-Maram. And this class is the class number 31 or the 31st. And today inshallah we have a new chapter and we're dealing with the book of the funerals. And for those who have the book Bulugh Al-Maram or the attainment of the objective, that we are in page number 186. And this is called Kitab al-Janaiz. Kitab al-Janaiz, the book of the janaza. And al-Janaza, al-Janaiz is a plural term. And the single of janaiz is janaza. The janaza is the single word for janaiz. And the janaza, it can refer to the dead person, or it can be used for the bed that you put the dead person in it to carry to the grave. Or also the janaza, it can be meant by it the dead person with the bed itself, or the carrier, the stretcher that they carry it. So the word janaza, it can refer to all this. And inshallah in this chapter, chapter number 3, we have approximately about 62 hadiths. We're going to try to stick to what is in the book of Bulugh Al-Maram, because if we start to go in detail, actually the subject is huge and bigger than what's in this book. So we try inshallah to stick with the ahadith that in the book, give some explanation on it, and also show the authenticity of the ahadith. And the first hadith that we have in our chapter today is numbered according the book with the number 425. Hadith number 425. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكرى هاذم اللذات الموت. This hadith, which is reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, رضي الله عنه, is telling us that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is commanding us to mention a lot and to remember a lot and to talk a lot and to discuss a lot هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, which he described it or he named it after its description to be al-maut, the death. Remember a lot هَذِمْ اللَّذَّاتِ. هَذِمْ is the thing like you cut something with it, or the thing which you seal something with it, or that you stop something with it, okay? And اللَّذَّات is the plural for لَذَّة, which is a pleasure, entertainment. And as we understand, in this life there is a lot of entertainment and a lot of appetites and a lot of enjoyments, food, drinks, sex, rides, houses, name it, sports in different fashions, hunting, riding horse, all these things is a type of enjoyment. Regardless if you're talking about halal or haram enjoyment, but when this death come, it will stop all these things, will seal it, will put an end for this enjoyment. You enjoy your health, you enjoy your property, you enjoy your horses, your trees and fruits, families. So when this death come to visit, it put an end to all these things. Okay? The wise of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us to talk a lot and to remember a lot al-maut, the death. And he described it with this kind of description. Because the more you remember death, the more that you work for the Akhirah, the more that you remember this, the more that your behavior and your discipline will be better. Because you know that whatever that you in from pleasure is nothing except temporary. And when you start to think about what's going to happen to this strong body, what's going to happen to these eyes, and worms going inside these eyes, and dust and dirt will be on top of this body, and all these nice suits and all these soaps and all these things, somebody else. So now, alaykum salam, when you come to think about these things, it will shape your life, okay? It will put a monitor on what you're doing and what you're saying. Okay, this is a cure and this is a medicine being given to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we shouldn't neglect it. Our problem that we involve too much in this life, that we are distant from the hereafter, that we're working a lot for this life and we work little for the hereafter, and we are not going to start think and build for the hereafter until we remember when this all these things comes to an end. And what causes things to come to end is the death. okay, to the cure for our illness, the encouragement for us to do more good deeds, the thing that will seize all the foolishness and the bad things, is to remember death. And you see what the Prophet ﷺ said, what? Aksiru. Mention it a lot. Okay? Not when somebody dies, this is the only time we think about death. Okay? When you have a janazah workshop, this is the time you think about death. No. It's not going, this medicine is not going to work properly in you until you have it a lot in your mind. And we praise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this admonishment and this hadith, inshallah, dwell and drill in our mind and in our hearts. Because the moment that we start to act upon this hadith, our life will change and will be improved a lot. The hadith reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, remember a lot the cutter of delight, death. And this hadith in the collection of Al-Imam Al-Tirmidhi wa Nisa'i and Ibn Hibban, and the hadith is authentic. Second hadith, hadith number 426, وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر نزل به فإن كان لابد متمنيا فليقل اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي وتوفني ما كانت الوفاة خيرا لي. This hadith is teaching us the proper way of dealing with this life. And as a human being, we get weak sometimes, if it's not most of the times, and we get so discouraged when problems and hardship fall in us. And as a result of us, as a result of this, that some of us, they will wish for death. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us the proper way. When you have this hardship and difficulty and problems, instead of wishing for death, that you will call in Allah and that you will ask Allah to keep you alive as long life is good for you, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end your life as long death is better for you, because you don't know which one is better for you. Yes, it is maybe hardship and difficulty, but this hardship and difficulty is going to shape you. It's going to bring you back to Allah. It's going to make you come down to the masjid. You see? And this also, for you to wish for death, you wishing for the death which comes and end all your production. Okay? Because when you die, you could not make salah anymore. You could not give zakah anymore. But as long as alive, you are alive, there is opportunity for you to make salah, to give zakah, to do something good. So a Muslim looking for this life, looking towards this life to be a field to plant. And the more that you plant, that you more you're getting fruit and getting result. So how you can stop planting if you're wishing for death? Okay? So the proper way, if you think that life became so difficult and tight and you could not deal with it anymore, you don't wish for death. But what to do? That you call in Allah. And what do you say? Allahumma hini ma kanat alhayatu khayran li wa tawaffani ma kanat alwafatu khayran li. Okay? And the hadith is in the collection of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim. The hadith is authentic. Hadith number 427, وعن بريدة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المؤمن يموت بعرق الجبين. رواه الثلاثة وصححه. ابن حبان. This hadith which reported by Buraydah, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi والنسائي وابن ماجة وابن حبان, and the hadith is authentic that the believer dies with sweat on the brow, like say eyebrows, so this the forehead. There is explanation for this hadith that some of the scholars said that the believer dies with the sweat of the brow. That means he always sweating, and when you working hard to earn a dollar, halal dollar, basically this is the first area that sweat in you, okay, your forehead, okay. So it's showing you that the Muslim, the believer, he doesn't go and jump for an easy dollar. You're concerned about halal dollar, and in general, to get a halal dollar, you have to sweat for it. Okay? So you continue until almost your death, sweating. Try to get the halal dollar. There is other meaning that the believer, he dies with the sweat of his forehead, that means as a result of the tenses or the tense that happening to his veins and the inside as a result of the hardship of the soul departing the body. So he's going to be sweating, and this is going to be like a sign of what is he's going through, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't remove all the sins from him before he dies. So when he dies, he go immediately to paradise. So he be facing this hardship of the deportation of the soul. As a result of this, you will see the sweat in his forehead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this, and the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 428, reported by Abu Sa'id and Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with both of them. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقنوا موتاكم لا إله إلا الله. لقنوا موتاكم لا إله إلا الله. Hadith is the collection of Imam Muslim, Abu Dawood, Al-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Al-Nisa'i and Al-Bayhaqi. The hadith is authentic. The hadith reported by Abu Sa'id as well as Abu Huraira. Both of them, may Allah be pleased with them. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that we should remind or saying before those people who are about to pass away the word of La ilaha illallah. And the scholars explain this, okay, that the person will sit closer to the person who is about to die, or he assumes that he's about dying, okay, by seeing different signs in his face and things like this. And you say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashadu an Muhammadur Rasulullah, to let him hear it. So possibility that he will say it after you, or he will remember and he will say it, that will be the last of his saying. Because if you depart from this life, and this is your last saying, or the last thing that you utter in this life, that you will go to paradise. And this shows us the greatness of this word. And regardless if this person who is about to die, Muslim or non-Muslim, that we should read one, that we should mention this word before them. You never know. Okay, the other one. Next hadith which reported by معقل ابن يسار and the hadith is weak and we're going to leave it alone. Although that this hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and An-Nasa'i and Ibn Hibban, but the hadith is weak concerning recitation of the Quran, especially Surah Yasin, before the person he die and things like this. It has no the hadith is weak. Next hadith, which hadith number 430, page 187, وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على أبي سلمة وقد شق بصره فأغمضه ثم قال إن الروح إذا قبض أتبعه البصر أو اتبعه البصر فضج ناس من أهله فقال لا تدعوا على أنفسكم إلا بخير فإن الملائكة تؤمن على ما تقولون ثم قال اللهم اغفر لأبي سلمة وارفع درجته في المهديين وافسح له في قبره ونور له فيه واخلفه في عقبه رواه مسلم and the hadith is authentic. This hadith that reported by Umm Salama that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the house of Abu Salama when he passed away and his eyes were fixed like open. Fixedly open, that mean remain open, okay, after he already passed away. Read what? In Arabic? وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على أبي سلمة وقد شق بصره فأغمضه, يعني بعد ما مات لازال البصر مفتوح عينه. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he closed it. So أبو سلمة he passed away and his eyes is still open. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he closed his eyes. And he told him and he said, when the soul is taken away out of the body, the sight follows it. Okay? The sight will follow it like watching it. Okay? So it is the proper way that when you see the person, his eyes are still open, that you try to shut them. So upon this, the family of Abu Salama, now they recognized and understood that he already passed away, they became like disturbed and they became like wailing and noise. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he admonished them and he said to them, don't call or don't pray against yourself. Okay. Don't say anything against yourself, only say something which is good, because the angels of Allah, they are present in this occasion, and whatever that you say, they're going to confirm it, like saying Ameen. So this a moment of exercising your self-endurance and patience, sabr, okay, that you shouldn't do anything which is displeasing to Allah. And some people, when they get faced by these things, they start wailing and weeping and saying something bad. So whatever that he's saying, like I understand, the angel will say Ameen. So if you calling, you're making dua against yourself, there is a big possibility that would be answered, because the angels is confirming whatever he's saying. Okay? So if you say anything in this moment, you have to be watching and you only say what is good, which is pleasing to Allah, and the angels will be present and confirming whatever he's saying.